I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden is denouncing anti-Semitic violence outside a Los Angeles synagogue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Over the weekend, pro-Palestinian demonstrations in a heavily Jewish neighborhood in L.A. turned violent, requiring police in riot gear to gain control. In a statement, the president said he was appalled by the scenes and that intimidating Jewish congregants is dangerous, unconscionable, anti-Semitic, and un-American. He went on to say that blocking access to a house of worship and engaging in violence is never acceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The new Ten Commandments law in Louisiana is being challenged in court by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry had challenged opponents of the new law to bring it on. Attacks on police posts, churches, and a synagogue in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan have left 19 police officers and several civilians dead.
This morning, the local authorities declared the anti-terrorist operation over and released the latest death toll. At least 15 policemen killed and 4 civilians, including a Russian Orthodox priest. There is a strong suspicion that this is linked to radical Islam. Because if you go back to the early 2000s onwards, Russian security forces battled an Islamist insurgency in Dagestan. And in recent years, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a string of attacks in Dagestan.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reporting. Mass shootings over the weekend left dozens dead or wounded at a party in Alabama, an entertainment district in Ohio, and a grocery in Arkansas. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just months into office, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has gained national attention for his push for groundbreaking conservative policies. This month, the 53-year-old Republican signed the nation's first law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom, right on the heels of another new law classifying abortion pills as dangerous controlled substances. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another slide for Wall Street heavyweight NVIDIA kept stocks mixed, even as the majority rallied. Stocks of oil and gas and financial companies had some of the market's biggest gains, as 7 out of 10 stocks in the S&P 500 did rise. But declines for a handful of winners from Wall Street's frenzy around AI offset all of those gains, and the spotlight shone brightest on NVIDIA's third straight drop. The Dow was up 260 points today to finish at 39,411. The NASDAQ losing 192 points to 17,496. The S&P 500 dropped 16 to 5447. New York oil rose 90 cents to $81.63 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.